It's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of Dani Linney. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Anne Browning. My dad was the president of the Eastern Solomon Islands over in Honiara in the Solomon Islands, and he was in charge of a lot of the territory for the Seventh-day Adventist Church as the missionary there. This time he was on his travels around the island of Malaita, and he was also involved with the beginnings of the mission hospital at Atawifi. And so they'd been at Atawifi and they were on their way back to Kwelabesi, the other local clinic for the Adventist Church. And so they were travelling in the little Dani ship. They had the European missionary from Kwelabesi. They had a nurse. They had crew people on board. They had a number of people on the ship, and they were travelling back up the coast. It was very interesting. Partway up the coast, they saw a man standing up in a canoe, and he was waving furiously. And my dad said to the other Adventist missionary, he said, "We need to stop and see what's going on." And this other missionary said, "But these are the most dangerous people." He said, "I don't think we should stop." And my dad said, "Well, he looks like he's wanting some help, so we should go there." And so my dad turned the ship around, went closer to the coast, and this man standing up in the canoe began to paddle towards the little ship. And he came and he brought his canoe right next to the boat, and he said to my dad, he said, "Can you help my wife?" And my dad hadn't seen anybody in the canoe, but they looked down and they saw this body in the bottom of the canoe laying down flat on her back. And my dad said, "What's happening?" He said, "She's been trying to give birth and she's now gone unconscious. She's been like this for 3 days. Well, the other missionary was very concerned. He said, "If she dies on our ship, that will be very bad." And my dad said, "We have to help her." So with the help of the crew, they lifted this woman up and put her on the boat and took her into the cabin and put her on the floor. And my dad said, "We need to have prayer." And this other European missionary was very afraid. He said, "Look, I'm really too afraid to do this because I've got to live on this island and these people are very warlike." My dad said, "Yes, but this is a woman in need and she is going to die if we don't do anything." And my dad was fortunately a nurse, so he could understand what was going on. And he had a young nurse there, a local girl. Her name was Armelini. And so my dad said, "Right, gather everybody and let's pray for this woman." And the father was a big, strong, husky Malaitan man with big head and very obviously one of the heathen people from the island, and everybody was very nervous of him. But they said, "We will pray." And so my dad asked everybody to gather around this mother who'd been unconscious and who was still unconscious and who was actually in the process of trying but not able to give birth to this baby. So my dad began to pray for this mother and this father and this baby, because at this point in time, they were worried that the baby may not be alive still. So as my dad's praying, suddenly this baby was born out of the blue with no help from the mother whatsoever because she was still unconscious. Armelini caught the baby, and when we said amen, here was Armelini nursing this brand new baby that had just been delivered by an absolute miracle. And the father had a grin from ear to ear. Everybody in the ship was starting to cry because they were so overwhelmed with the miracle. And so my dad said, "Let's give praise and thanks to God." So they had another prayer season to thank God. And the father was so overwhelmed. He was so grateful. And they said, the mother became awake. She woke out of her coma, and the parents discussed for a minute, and then they said, "We've decided we're going to call this little girl Dani Linney." The ship's name was Dani, and the nurse's name was Armelini. So they decided to join the two names together and call this little girl Dani Linney. The absolute wonderful miracle that brought an attitude of gratitude from this area, from this tribe that used to be so warlike and used to frighten people. So that was another opening of the gospel of Jesus Christ into this new territory. So we just thank God for being the most gracious God. Thank you.